сидіти зможемо, світі боронять. Та може врешті настане
ясніше. Now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Well, good afternoon, out and abouters. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 or 92.3 FM. Perhaps you are streaming this. Yes. And you heard a little future echo there on the opening music. Sometimes that happens because of tear in the space-time continuum. But I think everything is repaired right now. And, you know, I don't have a guest today, but I still did my homework because, you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about the Spokane River a little bit. Now, it's not going to be that informative because it's going to be mostly kind of like, in a way, sort of a love poem to you, to the river, to Dana, to all those out there wandering around with floaties or paddle boards around Barker, just wandering, saying, I wanted to go paddle boarding. I wanted to float down. I brought my floaty. But yeah, so this is going to be that. But you know what? What else we're going to do is we're going to play some fun music. And so why don't we start out with, you know what the river's so good for? For cool water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water,
water,
cool,
water,
clear,
water,
water,
water.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water, cool water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water,
water,
cool,
water,
clear,
water,
water,
water.
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water. Oh, Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me with water? Shadows sway, they seem to say, tonight we pray for water, cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water. Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water, cool water. Like me, I guess, he yearns to rest where there's no quest for water.
Okay, that was Riders in the Sky with Cool Water. Yep, that's one. That song has been immortalized in so many ways. I think Marty Robbins probably sang my favorite version of it. But Marty Robbins, you know, he's pretty hard to beat. So, you know, I read in the paper this morning that portions of the Spokane River are now dry. And apparently, looking at the Spokane River Keeper, it's out by Barker where you can see this phenomenon. Now, I'm not really sure how this works. I don't know. The spokesman review said that you could, there are portions of the river that you could walk across and not get your feet wet. Now, does that mean that you could step across the little trickle of a stream, or was there water flowing under the rocks? I'm not really sure. But that's still not very much water. That's right. You know, so also there's, you know, it's funny when you think about a river starting someplace and it flows for a while and then it doesn't flow and then it picks up again later. How is that? Well, I think probably it's because there's springs. Now, this is all conjecture on my part. I know there are springs. There's also, you've got Latah Creek flowing in there, feeding the river. And what has contributed to this? Why is the river so low right now? Well, there's, say that it's a few things. One is that the aquifer is being recharged. It's because there's such a drawdown on the aquifers. People are mowing their lawns and are mowing their lawns, watering crops, whatnot. That has drawn the water down, and the aquifer will recharge itself, because there are points in the Spokane River and the aquifer where they almost basically meet, as far as I understand. That is why the Spokane River is so cold. If you've ever been in the river, it is cold year round. Also, there's been a lack of rain, a lack of snowpack. There's evaporation as the water gets shallower. The heat reflects off the rocks. The water gets warmer and evaporates. And also, they have to keep the levels at Lake Coeur d'Alene for people's docks and stuff up as well. So that's all the stuff that's kind of going on in that. And so, you know, this show has always been about, I hope, about truth and honor. And sometimes honor is acting on a truth that we don't like. And we've been led to believe that the aquifer is a continual thing. There's millions of gallons and we don't have to really conserve water, which, you know, it makes sense. If there's that much water, that's what you might believe, but that's not true. And in 2022, I believe it was, there was an effort to talk about this and to actually put some teeth into water conservation. There are they created different levels of conservation. There was going to be some very minimal fines attached to this. It was, I want to say, it wasn't very much. It was, it was like $22, I think, the first time first you'd be warned that you watered on a day you weren't supposed to be watering on, and then you would get a $22 fine, and then that would double for each time that you violated that fine. Now, that's never happened. That got vetoed by Mayor Woodward at the time, and it never was revisited. So now it's more about an education thing. But it's funny, and I have two people in my life. Well, I have more than two people, but I have one of these people, two of these people, and I'll give them the names Boo and Ollie. Now, Ollie was telling me the other day that he needed to go water his lawn that day, but he was afraid to water it because Boo told him that he would receive a $500 fine for watering his lawn. Now, there wasn't even a $22 fine, but a $500 fine. And Ollie believed this, believed what he was told by Boo. And there's these lies that get, I think I talked a little bit a few weeks ago about the story of the cat box, the kid, the litter box in the classroom for the furry child who identified as a cat. And this lie was started by right-wingers trying to undermine trans people, saying that they identified as a different gender. That was sort of their way of starting a lie that was funny, that got oft repeated and was very easily refuted, which that's how this lie would be. This $500 lie is pretty easy to look up and you would find out that wasn't truth. But, you know, people believe what they want to believe. So they wanted to believe that the city is out of control. It's going to fine people $500. I wouldn't be surprised if some people lose their city council seats over this lie. You know, I mean, it's just people don't, they want to believe what justifies the way they feel. So that's not what this show is about. This show is talking about truths, and hopefully people feel moved by honor to address those truths and live a truthful and honorable life. And we're going to come back more and talk about that kind of, I guess, using the river as a metaphor in a way, I suppose, for this. And also as a real life thing, we're going to talk about some of the stuff the city is doing to address this and some of the confusion on their website that I think it's confusing. But let's get started. Let's play some more music before it gets too heavy here. This is called the Bloodhound Gang's song, Fire, Water, Burn. Now, those of you who know the song know that this is a song that you really can't play on the radio, but I found something called the donkey cut of Fire, Water, Burn, and I'm going to play that next, and then I'm going to play something called Elderly Man River right after that. So here we go. We're going to have two songs in a row. Elderly Man River by Stan Freberg, by the way. All right, here's the donkey cut of Fire, Water, Burn.
Is on fire, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the mother burn, burn, mother. Thank you.
yo, yo. This hard ghetto gangster image takes a lot of practice. I'm not black like Barry White, no, I am white like Frank Black is. So if man is five and the devil is six, then that must make me seven. This honky's gone to heaven, but if I go to hell, well then I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK, Marvin Gaye, Martha Ray, and Lawrence Welk, and Kurt Cobain, Kojak, Mark Twain, and Jimi Hendrix, Poltergeist, and Webster. Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, 'cause he's the Antichrist. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof. On fire, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the mother burn, burn, mother.
Thank you very much. Well, it took so long to open the show that it's just time to say thank you for being with us and good night, everybody. Just kidding, just kidding. But it's great to be with you tonight. We have a special...
Pardon me, Mr. Freeberg, but my name is Tweedley.
Well, we all have our problems.
I am the censor from the Citizens Radio Committee, and I feel...
You, from the Citizens Radio Committee, you say?
That's exactly what I said, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what is your purpose in being here?
I must okay all the material used on your program here. And I think the best method is to just sit back here and interrupt when I feel it's necessary.
You mean you plan to stop me every time I do something that you think is wrong?
Exactly. I'll just sound my little horn like this. And then you stop, and I'll tell you what's wrong.
Somehow I can tell this is going to be one of those days.
You just go right ahead, Mr. Freeberg. Don't mind me.
Yeah, now I'd like to sing...
You forgot to say thank you, Mr. Freeberg. Politeness is an essential in radio programming. Your program goes into the home. We must be a good influence on children.
That's a darling little horn there. Thanks very much, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeberg.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old... has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say
thank you. Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something. But he don't say nothing.
All right, hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something, you left off the G.
But that's authentic. Something. Something. That's the way the people...
I'm sorry. ...talk
down there.
The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said... But he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
And the tiny tots, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine, you win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling, he just keeps rolling along. He doesn't plant taters, potatoes, he doesn't plant cotton, cotting, and them, these, those that plants them are soon forgotting. But elderly man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Excellent.
The tiny tots again, was it?
Exactly.
Sorry about that. Here we go. Take your finger off the button, Mr. Tweedley. We know when we're licked. Well, that concludes Elderly Man River. Oh, yes, and thank you for being with us, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I'm supposed to be playing my spots right now, but for some reason, the DJ computer must be assigned to a different button right now. I'm going to play another song while I try to figure this out. Sorry, everybody. And I will come back and pontificate more in the river. Here is a really weird one by The Doors. I think hopefully you enjoy this.
Please believe me, the river told me that it would be softly want you to hold me. Free fall flow, river flow, on and on it goes. Breathe underwater till the end. Free fall. Goes. Breathe underwater till the end. Yes, the river knows. Please believe me, if you don't need me, I'm going, but I need a little time. I promised I would myself in mystic heated wine. Please believe me, the river told me very softly, want you to hold me. In mystic heated wine.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Support for Out and About comes from Eastern Washington University Running Start, where high school students can earn tuition-free credit before graduating. Applications at ewu.edu/runningstart. Support for Out and About comes from the nonprofit Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture in Spokane. Now presenting Preston Singletary, Raven and the Box of Daylight, bringing the Tlingit creation story to life. And Fire, Rebirth and Resilience, exploring our region's major fires from the Great Fire of 1889 to today. More information at northwestmuseum.org.
Local music? I want you to tune in every Tuesday, 2 to 4 on KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio. If you haven't heard what Spokane's local music scene is all about, you're missing out! Join me on Tuesdays, 2 to 4.
U.S. citizens wishing to contact their representatives in Congress about legislative issues can visit www.house.gov. Click the representatives link for a state-by-state directory that provides web links and current contact information.
KYRS Thin Air Community Radio provides our region with information that might be omitted, overlooked, or even censored by mainstream media. Your radio station is powered by the communities they serve and our radio programs as rich and diverse as the Spokane community itself. Please make a pledge today by texting Give KYRS to the number 44321. Your support ensures that KYRS can continue to celebrate the rich diversity of our community.
Okay, I'm back, and I am, of course, Maeve, and you're listening to Out and About, and we're talking about the Spokane River and how it's dried up in places, and talking a little bit about the city's watering plan, and of course, playing a little bit of water-related music. We played, the Donkey Cut of Fire, Water, Burn by the Bloodhound Gang. We played Elderly Man River by Stan Freberg, and a song that never really was a big hit, I don't think, called Yes, the River Knows by the Doors. So the city, in response to some of its drought problems, has come up with a two-tiered plan. And the plan was basically to address water conservation and a drought response. There's a level one, and there's a level two response. We're in level two now, having the river has fallen below 900 cubic feet per second. And so now we're supposed to limit landscape irrigation 2 days per week, and that's 2 hours per day. And you can't use water to clean any of the hardscapes. So you couldn't use water to clean off your patio or whatever. There's some other things too. You're not supposed to do the watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's also kind of an interesting thing too, is they put together this this weird scale. It says outdoor watering schedule. If you go to the website, watering rules apply June 1st through October 1st. That if you have an odd address, you would water your house, your lawn and whatnot on an odd day. Well, what's an odd day? Well, you'd think maybe it'd be like the 1st or the 3rd or the 5th or the 7th. No, an odd day is Tuesday. Wednesday is an even day. Thursday is an odd day. Friday is an even day. Saturday is an odd day. Sunday is an even day. And there's no Monday. I guess because if there's Monday, it'd be two odd days in a row. I don't know. But it's a little confusing. They really don't. That's just sort of thrown in there. It almost looks like it was an idea they had, and then maybe they decided not to go through with it. I don't know. But there are some carve outs too for people. You know, if you have there are exemptions for if you have trees, if you have newly planted landscapes, vegetable gardens, and to mitigate wildfire risk. Now, you know, I go by Cannon Hill Park sometimes, and it is continually wet because they water that thing every day. And I know we want our parks to look good, but if we really are in this emergency, why is the park watering? That's what I wondered. Well, the parks can get a waiver if they apply for it for some new growth, it looks like. So I know that we want to keep our trees alive and all that, but I think if the park were allowed to be brown a little bit, which would be unsightly and would cause people to be angry, I suppose, maybe it would really drive home the fact that we are in a water crisis right now. But I think this is the problem, is that, as I mentioned before, the part where my friends were talking about this $500 fine that doesn't exist. We talked about the cat box thing. The city's really not, I don't think, is pushing too hard on this water conservation thing, probably crossing their fingers that we get some rain, because it is such a death knell to a representative to propose this, which is not unlike a lot of things that are going on right now. Again, these conspiracy theories. Now, I have to admit, I used to do some writing under the moniker of Soccer Mom Susie. And Soccer Mom Susie was a conservative woman who was crazy. And at the time, they would call her crazy. And the conservatives really got angry because they felt like it was lampooning them, which it was. And Soccer Mom Susie used to call she hated the aquifer. She would call it Satan's swimming pool. And she'd refer to it as the insidious aquifer. So the problem is now is that there could be no Soccer Mom Susie because she would just fit in there. The ridiculousness would be not seen as parody anymore. But all to say that these conspiracies, sometimes they're funny and sometimes they get out of control, like with the litter box thing and the $500 fine. I'd love to know who started that one. But, you know, really, the river is dry. That it's dry in part. So that doesn't get, a lot of us won't go out and see the river. But we should be concerned. I suppose when we turn on our tap water and there is no water, that's going to be the first time that people are concerned. And I think this is an overall thing that we see government doing more and more. Instead of addressing issues, they try to gloss over them and say there's no problem because they don't want to offend voters who are so easily offended and will find their own truth that isn't truth to justify the way they feel about things. You can look at what they're doing to the Smithsonian as far as trying to erase the history. Trump wants to erase the history of slavery from the Smithsonian. The DEI, trying to roll back DEI programs and, of course, make trans people disappear. Anything that makes people feel uncomfortable, we have to get rid of, which, you know, that's not a really good long-term prescription for a healthy nation if we're not allowed to know the truth and then be honorable and change our behavior and change the way we feel about things and suck it up and do things. I think a lot of us are actually following the city's watering policy because we know it's the right thing to do. We're willing to suck it up. And I think there's more of us out there if they just knew. And having maybe a brown park now and again might let people know, maybe put up some signs and tell them why the park is brown and tell them what the watering situation is at home. I think a lot of people would step up on it. You know, we really want this place to be a place where our children can live. And there's the whole idea of
is it 5 generations or 7 generations that we should be planning for that down the road? And the way we're doing it right now, I think over the last maybe 10, 20 years, I've seen kind of a generational shift where people used to be proud to say, I'm leaving this planet a better place than what I found it. My children are going to make a better living than I made. My children are going to be more educated than I am. They're going to have cleaner water than I had. All those things we heard when I was a kid, and I was glad to be a recipient of that. We're hearing people saying, basically, my generation won. I'm going to make more money than my kids ever made. I'm going to have a healthier planet than my kids will ever have. Simply because, I don't know, a real shift in thinking, I guess. So that is sort of that's basically my message I wanted to get across here is let's be honest about the aquifer, about the river, and let's do something about it. I don't know if fines really work. I think a $20 fine, sure, something that's inconvenient. I know some politicians will lose their jobs over a $20 fine because people are so arrogant in their ignorance. They don't want to be told things that make them feel uncomfortable. And so by getting a $20 fine, instead of saying, I'm really sorry, I won't do that again, there's going to be some voters who say, I'm coming after your job because I got a $20 fine for violating the rules. It's a shame that we would have to do that, but I think maybe we should. Maybe we should. We should do something because the river is going dry and that's because the aquifer is getting low and we really do depend on the aquifer for our lives. So let's encourage our politicians to be courageous and tell the truth, because maybe not all of us, but some of us are willing to hear the truth and change the way we feel about things and act differently. And that goes not just about the river. It goes about keeping, we've got fascists in power and they are hiding the truth from us on our economy, to hiding the numbers of who's unemployed right now, trying to affect the central bank and the economy to tank, basically for short-term gains for political reasons. We have full-blown fascists, and we should demand people who aren't fascists, people who are willing to tell us the truth and will stand with us for sacrifices for the future generations. We are willing to do hard things. Allow us to be noble and lead with example. Quit drowning the parks every day. All right, I'm going to keep playing music. That was enough of my preaching. And let's do a little Johnny Cash. What do you say? A little Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Then you took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf.
She loves you, Big River, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
The river runs through my soul. I'm a Pisces fish of the river to my
So good. You are listening to, of course, Out and About, and we're talking a little bit about the river and how it is drying up in spots in Spokane Valley, and what that is doing to the aquifer and all that. And the music that we listened to was Big River by Johnny Cash. That went back to, I think, 1958. And after that, we listened to Pisces Fish from the Brainwashed album, George Harrison's posthumous album that was released, produced by his son Danny. It was one of my favorite albums of all time. And that was called Pisces Fish off the Brainwashed album. Pisces Fish off the Brainwashed album from 2002. And then, of course, right after that was Julie London singing Cry Me a River. And a lot of us know that song from V for Vendetta. And that's a movie that I think it's time to revisit. But that's such a beautiful song. And I don't know, maybe it's something that's associated with the movie or what, but it always gets me a little bit choked up. All right, let's keep playing some music, shall we? Why not? Let's play, this is the Violent Femmes with a song called Jesus Walking on Water. We'll kick this set off with that. Here we go. if I can find it.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, what if it was true? And oh my, oh my, oh my, tell me, is it true? Did he, did he, did he die upon that cross? And did he, did he, did he come back across?
Walking in the sky, sinking sand.
Well, we're going to have to cut this dance party a little bit short. About the river, thanks for listening to KYRS Medical Lakes. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lakes Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll get you into some Jim Hightower right now. Thank you.
Far out of town, merging into Republican suburbs and distant cities, thus suppressing Austin's progressive voice in Congress. Now, here they come again, assaulting progressive voters throughout the state with a gerrymandering gangbang. At the command of Donald Trump, our so-called representatives are submissively shoving millions of Texans into jerry-rigged Trump enclaves solely to serve his political desires. Far from being just another corrupt, hyper-partisan political manipulation, this GOP ploy is stripping away America's fundamental principle of representative democracy. Instead of grassroots communities sorting out their differences and choosing their own governing representatives in local elections, political hacks in Washington and the state capitol are cynically relocating people's political locality with no participation at all by the people. Yes, instead of constituents choosing their members of Congress, gerrymandering lets members choose their constituents. So your representative doesn't need to know you, much less serve you. Thus, the issues that Congress considers don't percolate up from local communities, but are chosen by national and state political operatives and multimillion-dollar campaign donors. It's the nationalization of local elections, ignoring the real needs of hometown people. This is Jim Hightower saying, why shouldn't you have a representative who's at least from your community and gives a damn about something more constructive than Trump's anti-democratic, plutocratic agenda? The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
Hi, this is Hannah, and you're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford, 88.1 FM and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio. The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
When and where is it going to end? Are we going to let the Israel Defense Forces continue the repeated killing of journalists? There is international law.
Human rights and press freedom groups are denouncing Israel's attack on Nasser Hospital in Gaza that killed at least 21 people, including five journalists. We'll speak to a doctor at Nasser Hospital, as well as Francesca Albanese, UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territory. She's calling on the international community to break the siege on Gaza and impose an arms embargo and sanctions on Israel. Then to Chicago, as local and state officials push back against President Trump's threat to send in the National Guard.
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago. You are neither wanted here nor needed here.
We'll also look at Trump's new executive orders aiming to end so-called cashless bail. 2 years ago, Illinois became the first state to eliminate the cash bail system. All that